I can feel the warmth of it now, the sense of peace it brought me and the power it bestowed upon me. Through this thick and thin, it was there for me, through every cry, every nap, and every adventure we took together. I felt the power it secured me with, knowing I had succeeded in having something my sister secretly envied and wished I hadn't robbed them of. When I was still in my Winnie the Pooh washing phase, my favorite character was Piglet, due to the fact he was a tiny pink pig and his best friend was Pooh Bear. See, Pooh Bear would have been my favorite character, but the whole eating honey habit placed him in second. I hated honey. But I loved his red shirt because it was like the red I carried with me every day and slept with every night. This blanket originated from my oldest sister, who was given this wonderful gift when she was born almost 23 years ago. Then my second oldest sister, Olivia, was born, and reluctantly Hannah passed down the red blanket to her. 2 years later, on a stormy summer night, I was born, and the blanket was now in my possession. Being the youngest annoyed me most of the time because I was given all these, in my eyes, at the time, degrading nicknames like the baby and Gracie Pooh. I was not trusted to walk the dog like my older sisters were. I could not play in the treehouse or the creek by myself, and my dad still made me hold his hand in the parking lot, which, looking back now, was completely understandable considering my young age and how much younger I looked given my size. But all those restrictions seemed so minor in the reasoning that I had the red blanket. I practically worshipped the blanket and truly believed it was magical. It had the power to be anything I turned it into. A tissue to dry my tears, a cape for when I was saving the world, and medicine for when I was sick. However, I found out the hard way that my lovely red blanket, no matter how hard I tried, could not be turned into a cure for cancer. The illness struck my aunt like lightning hitting a tree. It happened so fast and completely blindsided everyone. During her time in the hospital, I got the idea to give my aunt my red blanket so she could get better. Too young to fully understand the situation, I figured she will be back to normal in no time, just like my sisters and I have recovered from minor illnesses with the comfort of my red blanket. The weeks dragged on without my red blanket, and I did not understand why she wasn't feeling better. I wished with all my heart she would get better, for I saw such sadness in my mother's eyes, and things were always so serious and depressing. I was getting annoyed that my red blanket was taking so long to cure the cancer, because it was taking the happiness away from my family. One night, as my dad came to tuck me in, I realized he was holding my red blanket in his hands. I got so excited because I thought this meant Aunt Diana was better and everyone would be happy again. My dad began to tell me how Aunt Diana was now an angel up in heaven with God. I began to cry. I cried for my mom because now she had lost her best friend. I cried because my aunt was no longer coming for Christmas. I will never feel her warm hugs or smell her strong perfume. I will never hear her and my mom laugh together again, and worst of all, I cried because my red blanket let it happen. That night, I took the blanket and wanted to flush it down the toilet or set it on fire. Why didn't it help? It had magical powers. Nothing went wrong when it was wrapped around my shoulders. I quickly grew angry and stored my once-admired red blanket in my closet shelves to be slowly forgotten. I realized I needed to grow up and thought foolishly of myself for believing so deeply in my red blanket's powers. At the funeral, I was sitting with my dad and saw her two daughters walk in the church. I've never seen anybody so sad and heartbroken. My dad whispered to me, "Grace, why don't you let them borrow your red blanket to help them feel better?" I quickly snapped, "No, it won't work. It probably even make them feel worse." He didn't say anything after that. The funeral went on, and as we got home, everyone went silently to their rooms. The day could not have ended sooner. Later that night, my mom came into my room. She went into my closet and dug out my red blanket. I expressed to her how awful I felt because the red blanket didn't work and how sorry I was. The blanket was useless now. Suddenly, my mom laughed, and I kind of grew scared because I had no idea why she would be laughing in my mind at such a serious matter. My mom told me my red blanket did help Aunt Diana, and without it, my aunt would still be suffering, and that the red blanket helped God realize he needed another angel. She told me to never lose faith again of something I loved and cherished so much. After she tucked me in, I felt the warmth of my red blanket. I felt better than I had in days and believed my family would too.